Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. How safe is the state capitol in St. Paul? That is now being discussed again following the tragic shootings of two lawmakers and their spouses in their homes over the weekend. DFL Senator Erin May Quaid says it's important to note these violent attacks did not happen in the capitol, but it has her thinking about safety there.
I don't think that we should have guns in the chamber. We sit in a fishbowl and having people and taking votes with people standing above you with guns. You know, we can't have signs, but you can have guns. But it is the people's house, and I don't want to contribute to a culture of fear or an expectation that there will be violence at the Capitol.
Home addresses of state lawmakers have now been taken off the legislature's website as a precaution. Minnesota's Office of Cannabis Management has issued the state's first cannabis business license. Herb Quest, LLC, a microbusiness in Brook Park in northeastern Minnesota's Pine County, will begin outdoor cannabis cultivation. OCM Interim Director Eric Tobel called it a major milestone, saying more than 600 other businesses are nearing final approval as Minnesota's adult-use cannabis market takes shape. The 53rd annual Twin Cities Pride Parade is just over a week away. Outfront Minnesota's executive director, Kat Roan, says each festival has a different set of meanings, feel, and community. This year, a sense of resiliency.
I think whenever we're faced with real significant political headwinds and challenges and frankly calls from those in elected office to erase us from public life, I think it's all the more important to be visible and be present and be together with one another.
Despite losing $700,000 in corporate sponsorships, the community raised $900,000 to fund the parade. All donations now will go toward year-round resources. In other headlines, the CenterPoint Energy Foundation is currently accepting applications for its final cycle of grant funding for the year. Spokesman Josh Solis says organizations have until July 18th to apply.
Our foundation awards grants to eligible nonprofit organizations whose location is in CenterPoint Energy service areas, so where we supply natural gas, and have programs supporting our foundation's giving priorities of community vitality and education.
Two firefighters suffered minor injuries while battling a house fire in Fergus Falls Tuesday afternoon. Crews were called to the scene around 12:45 after a passerby reported smoke. When they arrived, smoke was coming from both the first and second floor eaves. Division Chief Dan Lipson says firefighters searched the home, extinguished the flames, and assessed the damaged area. The fire was contained to the back of the house, but smoke damage was found throughout the structure. The home was unoccupied, and investigators say the fire was electrical in nature. This is MNN.